Welcome back to What's Up in Ulaq Podcast. It's another episode. It's a fresh new episode. And, you know, this is our season finale, right? Yeah. Woof, 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 woof. This is our season finale. And we're bringing it to you hot hot with a hot new topic. Well, let's first, you know, get to know everyone that is here. It's kind of a full house today. I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Someone that has ghosted. Yes,
ghost.
Our co-host has ghosted us. Anyways, we'll get to know him. It's your girl Fari, aka Fari for real. And I have with me,
it's your baby girl Didi once again on our favorite podcast, What's Up in Ulaq. Welcome, guys. Welcome to another episode. Welcome to a new topic. Thank you for listening to us. So we're doing good. How is everybody feeling today? It's another fun episode again. And like Fari said, we have a former new co-host with us who came to see us. He's always he came to grace us with his presence. He's a blessing, my dear. I'm telling you. So, I mean, he's been working in the background. He's been doing an amazing job for us, which we really appreciate. But you're going to hear his voice. Don't worry.
All right. Good evening. Okay, my name is David. I'm very happy to be here. I've been in the ground. I've been at the background for a while now. But I'm fully back here, and I'm very happy to be around with you guys. And
thank you, David. David says he's happy to be with us, but he does not sound happy. But yeah, David has been the one. If you follow us on social media, he does all of our graphics. Yeah. So yes. Another person that is here with us. Let me introduce him today for a change, you know? I'm actually not talking about AZ. Joseph Akimbo Scott.
Yusuf Akimbo.
Okay, his name is not Joseph.
Wait.
Why do we call you Joseph Scott? Can you imagine? Oh my God.
See, he wants to pronounce it right.
Oh my God. So, nobody gives a fuck, okay? First of all, nobody gives a fuck. Because you lied to us.
And your time of shining has come and it has gone. So nobody gives a
fuck. Well, let me introduce you properly. Today, yeah, we don't have time for all those your crap that you do. There's no time.
Can you see?
So yes, we have Yusufu Akimbo Scott with us here. Are you ready to introduce yourself? You don't have any announcement.
What is your announcement? She will say it for you.
You have just 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Who say it for you?
30 seconds.
Yeah, it's your favorite boy, Josie Scott, aka Joe, aka Scott, aka the Beans Ambassador, whatever. So the announcement is that Didi and I were officially together, so that's just what I want to mention.
Please, it's not true at all. This is an injury to my ego. Can you please? It's not true. We are not in any kind of disclaimer. I'm not in any relationship, please. So if you know that you want to toast, please go ahead. I'm available.
Let me tell you what's
I'm
going
open.
On here. Okay. Let me tell you what is going on here. So Joseph Scott went to sponsor a rumor that is dating our very own Didi here. It's at least my guy said, even if I can't date her in real life, let me date her in my imagination.
Honestly, you people can see now, there are a lot of setup going on here. And please, anything you do is like fear women. The first thing they came with David. David is a very shy guy, and they brought him up like that. And these people set him up in that aspect. Now, my guy, my real guy, Scott, they did this to my guy. Actually, Scott didn't actually sponsor that rumor. I know about it.
You know about
let me I witnessed their love. I'm a witness to their love. This is nothing but pure love, but you know when wicked Igbo women when they want to do these things, okay, this is what actually happened. I think Scott is a victim here. Scott loved Didi with wholeheartedly, and Didi is actually tripping for David. So that's the problem. Scott is the victim. Justice for Scott. All right, I didn't know introduction to your favorite guy, to the BI, and I'll thank you for, you know, always being with us from the first day of this season to this moment. And this is the last episode, season finale. We'll be going to another episode. So this will be another episode of More Love, Less Ego. But we're not going to say More Love, Less Ego. We're going to say more agreements. We are done with Made in Akoka or Made in Unilag, whichever way you want to say it. So we're going to More Agreements, Less Banter.
Yes.
Mm. So yeah. That's like the theme of next season.
We have no connection with that statement. It's a better time over here. We always have a better time over here. So
we had a good time. Now it's a better time.
Okay.
So all right, season two will come in with a different flavor, actually. So in season two, if you want to be a part of this podcast, all you need to the criteria is just you being an ELAC student and be willing to come up here. So if you're an ELAC student or a Nigerian student, then we'll willingly, like, you know, allow you come, talk, banter, educate, or whatever you want to do. So share your experiences. And you know what we stand for here? We want your opinion out unfiltered, and we want you to, like, we want to educate the student populace and all of that. Also, we have ELAC, What's Up ELAC merch. We should be, like, rolling out very soon. So if you want to copy your own, just reach out to us on our Instagram, Andrew, or you just DM any of the co-hosts. Okay, as a follow-up to our last episode, which is where we discussed money and love, and I think we were able to establish some facts, though we had some discrepancies in our own opinion. So the ladies want us to, like, give more gifts before going into a relationship, and we guys have a reserved opinion on that. So we are like, okay, fine. You give gifts, you get into a relationship, then after the other thing, everybody go their own way. Is it proper to go back and retrieve those expensive gifts you've given to your partner?
Expensive or
not expensive? Just gifts generally. Exactly. So is it proper to retrieve gifts you've given to your partner during a relationship?
Something you so, need or you want back.
Okay, I think Scott has an opinion.
What is it, Mike, for me? If it's something you need or you want back, so I see no offense in getting it back, actually. Okay, should I just go ahead to share my experience?
Yeah.
Why am I the only one sharing experiences?
Yeah.
Okay, so back then in 2016, my first fight with my ex. So a few weeks before the fight, I wouldn't even say I gave her the cap. The cap as a gift. I lent it to her. I lent it. Keyword, emphasis on the word lent. So something happened, Sha. We had our first fight and I needed my cap back. I just went to, I texted her at first that I'm going to be needing my cap.
Sorry, the way you pronounce that cap, it sounded like car.
Cap, okay, no, cap, C-A-P, cap, fila. So there's this thing there. I don't know the way my head is. Not all cap fits me. So this particular cap was my love. Then this cap fits me perfectly. And I'm like, hey babe, I need my cap. So when do I get it?
After
breakup. After I wouldn't even say it was a breakup. It was our first fight and it was kind of serious. So we didn't talk, like, yeah. So I just went to our house and I got my cap and I left. End of discussion.
Wow, comrade.
Wow, yeah, that's comrade. Nice
doing.
I'm very confused.
How, please?
You went to our house.
Yes, to get my cap.
To get your cap because you fought.
We had a misunderstanding. I told you now, the cap was like, it was precious.
The love
to
of
me.
His life.
It was precious to me. Yeah.
You're a shameless man. No cap.
Well. Can we establish something? In defense of my comrade, can we establish something? There are some incentives that come with the office of the girlfriend.
Yeah.
And when there's a termination of your appointment, we retrieve all those packages. That is it.
GG, don't worry. After let's say tomorrow, Shah, we'll meet up. One bottle of beer now, good or anything. No, are we in a relationship? Are we in a relationship? Okay. I see this as a payback, Shah, for because Didi, I'm going see all these things you are doing won't make me stop. It will make me stop loving you, Shah. I still love you. You shall want me to fight with you. But don't worry, I love you. I won't fight you. Don't worry. Even if I fight you, I've not even given you anything yet. So I have nothing to lose.
Oh my God. So, see, you guys, this topic, I don't understand. Why would you go and collect things that you've given out of love, out of the sincerity of your love, of your heart?
Farida, I made
mention. The only thing I should be taking back are your words.
No, Farida.
That you love me. That's the only thing.
Lent. How? That was.
Okay, so if you had given her the cap, you won't get it back. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I would have let it go. But I said I lent her the cap.
Yeah. I can't. In fact, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? I wore my ex's top. I was just praying that he does not see it on me. I wore my ex's shirt. I was praying, God, please don't let him see it on me. Come on, I want to collect it back. I don't think. Okay, so like seriously speaking, though, when two people are like together in a relationship and gifts are exchanged, it's just to show you that like I care for you, I care about you, and irrespective of what happens, right, it doesn't matter. I have given you, even if we're not dating, even if we're friends, it's just like friends. Now you give your friend something, if you guys stop being friends, will you go and get it back? It doesn't make sense. Like it's like Quavo and his girlfriend Sawiti, he bought her an expensive, really expensive bag, like millions of dollars, Hermes bag. Then when he broke up, he asked her to return the bag. He asked her to return it. I think it's very petty. Like, I really think it's petty. It doesn't make sense. I'm so sorry.
When you have been sacked in the office, the company will ask you to return all the company's possession.
So
I think majorly what caused this is that people give more than what they can let go of. So I think maybe you can't imagine somebody that actually, like, you know, is using maybe iPhone 7 and he bought his girlfriend maybe iPhone S. He's definitely going to get that back because that's way beyond what he can actually afford. So when you give out you give out more than what you can afford, then there's a tendency that you go back and collect it if things don't go your way.
What's the purpose of collecting it back? Like, I don't understand.
The best is just not to give.
If you guys didn't break up, it will still be with her. So why are you getting it back when you break up?
It's for the office of the girlfriend, right? He's going to get another girlfriend that needs all those incentives for the office of the girlfriend. So far you cease being a girlfriend and you leave that office, you have to drop everything that is in your possession. Simple as ABC.
So if you get something while you're dating, you're going to return it. Is that what you're saying?
Are you talking about me?
Yes.
I will not give out what I can't let go of. 100%. I won't.
You won't give what you can't
let go of. So yes.
Like, get something, you.
You.
Will you return what you
okay, like yeah. me, if a girl should.
Girl should give you
of
something.
Course, I will. Yeah, and now, if she wants it back, come on, take your thing. I don't even want it again.
Exactly,
dear. Yeah.
So, guys, I don't know. How do I feel? I feel like, you know, if you want to take your thing, take it back, because take it back. If you cannot do without it, the lover I finished, the lover has come to his bus stop, the chapter you have closed. So we take all our possession back to our self.
And there's a banner, all these churches are, you claim your possession. By fire, I force.
But to be sincere, and if I'm going to be serious now, I'm of the opinion that you should not take back.
It's actually very petty.
Yeah, because it's a very petty behavior. Like, because when you were in the relationship, I feel like, except if you were giving for a certain reason, were you giving to get something from your partner? Were you, like, did you want to buy her affection? So it's probably because you were giving her things or you were receiving things to buy affection or something. Yeah. So that is why when the relationship ended, you want to go and collect it back because the thing has, the market and transaction has finished. So now, it does not make sense.
Chauffeur don't warn you. Do you want to go and wear the clothes?
And another girlfriend. And who looked at another girlfriend that's of your size.
So that means the clothes you even gave me is from someone else that you collected it. Abi now, it's true. Can you imagine?
Are you guys hearing this?
I wouldn't advise anyone. I mean, give gifts just because you want to or because... For the sake of it, why are you using gifts to collect it back after the whole kenya has ended?
See, women are very dangerous and they are very wicked. Just imagine you give. See, just imagine that you
something in the background.
This is what I'm saying. I won't force guys that go back to collect stuff back. You know, you talked about clothes. I think we can make an exception for clothes because, like, it's like you've worn it. Okay. Yeah, personally. But let's see something like maybe you bought a car for someone, wristwatch, all of that, or a house, and you broke up. And just imagine the girl gets another boyfriend, and the boyfriend is now cruising on the car. The boyfriend is now cruising on the new car, new house. How will you feel? That's another thing. So sometimes I think it's logical to reclaim your possession in that kind of.
So it means that it's based on the type of gift. Actually, depends on the kind of gift. If it's a house or a car, please go ahead and if you know.
Exactly. Just imagine you bought somebody a car and they are cruising with their boyfriend, a new boyfriend.
So you know what I mean.
So I think it has to do with the gifts in the past.
Let me tell you something. Even when you are still dating the person, they are using the car that you bought for them to cheat. To cheat on you. So that will not mean anything. Whether or not you break up, they're already carrying their new boyfriends or their side chicks or their side guys. They already sleep. In fact, they are sleeping with them inside the car that you use your money to buy for them.
Inside the house that both of you are living.
Proper for you to get it back.
So that you can be smelling the fornication that has happened inside.
Anyways, you've heard everything that we've talked about here now. So, I mean, I'm still of the opinion that you shouldn't. It's just very petty. It makes you look very stupid. I'm so sorry. If you come to me and you say you want your gifts back, I'm going to give you more. Like, you look very stupid to me. And sorry to Joseph Scott. Sorry.
But just as I've always been saying since the start of this episode, don't give out what you cannot let go of. I think that will save you a lot of embarrassment.
And for me, this collecting of gifts back, it depends on the kind of gift, really. If it's a house, if it's a car, I mean, you can get it and sell it or something. So it depends on the kind of gift. You can't expect, maybe you get me a wristwatch, you're not coming to collect the wristwatch, but are you whining me? What are you?
I'm out. You collect it too.
Sean, the thing I'm even managing. I don't even want it.
Take it back. What is this? Guys, what's up? How's the preparation for your exam going? I mean, at this point, everyone's writing tests. Like, we have, like, we have 5 working days and we have, like, 3 test days and 2 other free days. Or we have tests every day for, throughout the week. How is it going, guys? For me, it is exhausting. Back-to-back tests, and tests. And this one even giving us time to even read and prepare for the exams. Even this, when the former vice, I don't know if it's current or former, whatever it is, when he moved the exam for 1 week, I was not in support of it, to be honest, because by this time, everybody will know what they are doing with themselves. That is why at this point, we still have lecturers that are still teaching us. For what? What are people still doing? You should go and rest. I don't know. I don't know what you guys have to say about this exam thing. How is it going for you people?
At this point, what we think is a skit. Joseph, look, it doesn't look real. I don't even know, like, how this exam is going to be, because they just said that we have finished our course outline. There's courses that have just 2 pages of note on it. I don't understand how we finished the course outline. Everything is just a very unique semester. This is the second time we are resuming again. After 1 year, after 8 months, this is like 1 year in one semester. Everybody just lost, like, everybody. And apart from that, I've also been sick like for a really long time, and it's only God that will help me, but I'm just going to try to do my best. Like, at the end of the day, I can't kill myself, man. I just want to get out of this alive and just leave first semester at least. Let us at least move on. Even if they want to strike, let us at least first leave first semester. Let us know where we are. We're just between life and death. We don't even know where we are standing.
Okay, so it's been overwhelming and exhausting at the same time. Having to prepare for a test like almost every day. And the fact that they keep postponing these tests, it's very annoying. Imagine there's this test that we should have done before the strike last year. I said last year, before the strike, early this year. And we were not able to write the test. Upon resumption, they announced the test. Okay, we started preparing. Imagine having to prepare for a test that will be for tomorrow. Getting to class, lecturer says, okay, test has been postponed again. You can't keep continuing in this cycle every time like this. So imagine preparing for test today and getting to class tomorrow, they postpone the test. Now, the time you're supposed to write the test, the lecturer says he's adding another topic to it again. It's just very exhausting for me. And apart from that one, there's this one too, my project. That's why I say it's overwhelming. Projects write up, tests to prepare for, and exams generally to prepare for. I just hope I don't collapse, Sha. God will help me.
Okay, actually, it's actually overwhelming as well, because should we even talk about the laxity from the lecturers as well, because they give you timetable for tests, they postpone all of that. But then I would like to ask David, actually, like, how's it been? You know, I know engineering can be stressful.
So it's been overwhelming, actually. So lots of tests and all and assignments, like, it's really freaking us out. But all we have to do, just have to adapt to it, you know. That's the normal thing. We usually adapt to it. And it's crazy, some lecturer just come to the class and there's one, I pray not to speak too much, but there's one lecturer who just come to the class and just sit in the class and just staring at us. That period you're supposed to use to read, he just staring at us. He just wants to, I don't know. It's something else, actually. So it's we just need time to read it. Examination is not a yes, exactly. That's why we need lecturers to just give us the free time. The assignments are not really necessary though, because so we just need the free time, but we adapt to it, actually.
I think it's like everybody's starting afresh from the beginning of the semester, and we just have that few weeks to prepare for those. So then, guys, can you just give us like ideas, how we can, or points on how we can actually like read well for this exam? Me, I want that just to for any kind of fast reading. So can you tell us how you'll be like be coping with such situations in the past, or how you intend to?
So I'm currently in engineering, and this works very well in engineering. You don't have to start reading all the textbooks. You just waste your time. So the best thing to do is just to attack the past question first. Look at the concept of the question. You know what? Okay, this is what I want to do. Because when you enter that textbook, you start seeing a lot of things and you might get confused. But when you first look at what is happening in the past question, what kind of things you are dealing with, then when you get inside into the textbook, you know, okay, this is what I have to face and all of that thing. And you have to schedule your time. You don't plan in your head. It's not going to work. You have to write down timetable. All these things will help, you know. All stuff like that. You procrastinate your procrastination. Oh. That's what you do.
Okay, so I'm not in engineering like my colleague here. But there's this very effective method that I've been using right from my year one. So let me just share it. It's very simple. So there's this Baba I usually use, Sha. There's this Baba I usually meet a few weeks before my exam. So I just said to him one or two and he knows what to do. Like, okay, exam starts by December. You said what? Don't worry, he doesn't have a phone, so I'll just link you up, Sha. There's a way I can link you up. A few weeks to exam. Okay, exam starts by December. Let's say last week of November, I'll just go meet Baba. I know he knows what to do. I'll just explain to him that, okay, so, and it's done. Done deal. I have nothing to worry about again. I've been doing that since year one, Sha, and it's very effective. Though year one, don't let me talk too much.
What's your GP?
Actually,
what's your GP?
Ah. So actually, I have two strategies you can use. Very, very effective. Now, like Sabino's strategy, you look for that scholar in your department. You follow him back to back. Anywhere you see it, you see that it's back. Just be sure you have sharp eyesight. But then you may get to semesters. And the second one is that you submit empty booklets and pray to God.
Pray and fast.
God can do anything. Miracle can happen. You do believe in miracle. Just try it out. Find out what you have for us.
Okay, well, these are science and engineering people talking. I'm a law student, and if you're a law student listening, you know, there are so many things to read. Like, law is very, very broad. For every law, you have an exception. Exception will have an exception. The exception will have another exception. Then you now find out that the law has even is not even in use anymore after you're done reading. So, yeah, there's so many things to read. Is unbelievable. So I would just say that at this point, if you want to start reading, there's no way you can finish. Like, it's already too late for you to start reading from the beginning. No, you don't. I would just say use past questions and use those case books that have abridged versions, like summarized versions of. We have them in the faculty. You can also go to. There's this guy that sells them beside Law Annex, Mr. Michael. This is not a PR for him anyways. But yeah, you can get those materials there that sell summarized versions of all these topics. So I think that you should start with that, at least to understand like the topics and stuff. Then you should also take notes of relevant cases and authorities, that sections of the Constitution. Don't just go reading everything. There's no need to quote the Constitution word for word. Just know like the important idea of it. There's no need to quote everything that happened in a case. Just note like the court decision and maybe relevant facts of it. So yes, just, you know, read wise, read smartly, don't read too much. There's hardly any time, and there's a tendency to forget when you read a lot of things in such short time. So yeah, just use some of these tips that helps me. Thank you.
Well, I would advise that I'm going to pick one from Davis' booklet and say procrastinate your procrastination, even if that sounds really vague for me. But like, if you can do that, I think you're going to do well. Second of all, I would say that work with your past questions and just like have a timetable of some sort. That is what I do. I just have a timetable where like I have to just try to be consistent with it. And don't be scared. I mean, it looks like it's a lot. For me, I'm just like, every time I go to my like course outline and everything, it's just like, it's really wild out there. And I just stare at it like, how am I going to cover all these things? But then, I mean, if you don't start, you're not going to know how it's going to be. So just start, Sha. And for science, and in this for sciences, I feel like you won't answer all the questions there. You just have to answer like maybe 4 or 5 out of some. So just pick what you know, pick what you can read and understand. But you get
those are
the
MCQ.
What if
you don't know
MCQ? Oh, hold on. That's what I said. I don't know about other people. That's like for the ones that we are doing. Yeah. So anyone that you know. Anyone that you know, just write down your answer. If you don't know it, please leave the exam hall. Nobody will beat you. Oh, that is it. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's a wonderful advice from these guys. But then, on the most serious note, you've heard them. Work with your past questions. Make sure you know how the lecturer likes to say the question. Please, don't listen to Scott and Nayo. But honestly, whatever Scott wanted to say, Didi has covered for him. They are both in science. Whatever I wish to say, Tukwasi, David has covered for me. And likewise, Farida has, you know, spoken on behalf of the law students. So that's enough. So the next time we'll be meeting is on season 2. So see you in season 2. Yeah, hopefully we'll have new couples in town. And maybe Farida will be engaged. What should we expect from you, David?
Nothing much.
All right. So, okay, fine. See you next season, David.
So, there are co-kites, Unilag fam, most of Unilag fam, bam. We've come to the end of our first season. we've come to the end of a very, very beautiful year on this podcast, and it's been a ride with you guys. We love you so much. Thank you for all the engagement. Thank you for all the comments. Every time you retweeted, every time you loved our episodes, every time you listened, we are really grateful. We really appreciate. So we're going to see you on season 2
next year. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, guys. From Must Have Been Lag.